Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're taking a deep dive into something that just might revolutionize how we think about those end-of-year reviews. Oh, hold on one sec. Gotta check this text. It's from Cam, the author of the article we're going to be looking at today. They say, hey, just wanted to remind everyone that AI can get a little carried away with the compliments. I'm way more down to earth in real life.
Well, that's true. AI tools are still kind of learning the nuances of human humility.
Right. But speaking of things that could use a dose of human-centered design, annual reviews. You know that time of year when we all brace ourselves for feedback sandwiches and awkward performance metrics?
Ah, yes, the annual ritual. It often feels more like a formality than a genuine opportunity for growth.
Exactly. But what if we could reimagine that whole process? That's precisely the challenge that Cam tackles in their article. What if end-of-year reviews weren't boring? They even created a fun mock-up video, sort of an MVP, to show this concept in action.
So instead of dreading reviews, we could actually look forward to them. I'm intrigued. Where do we even begin to shift that perception?
Well, Cam suggests we borrow a page from the playbook of everyone's favorite year-end tradition, Spotify Wrapped. Imagine a personalized highlight reel of your year at work, pulling data from the tools we all use, Jira, Asana, you name it, but presented in a way that actually makes you excited to reflect on your accomplishments.
It's fascinating how simply changing the framing of something can completely alter our experience of it. Instead of a dry, evaluative process, it becomes a celebration of what we've achieved.
Okay, so let's walk through Cameron Stewart Wrapped 2024 and see how this looks in practice. First up, we have the top tracks section. And get this, the titles are things like Airproof Symphony, Compliance Remix, even Lean, Mean, Streamlined Machine. Each one cleverly represents a real project or achievement, but with this playful musical spin.
I see what they did there. It's brilliant. By using this kind of language, even routine tasks feel more engaging and memorable.
Then there's a section for those quantifiable achievements. We're talking 308 hours of professional development, 12 certifications, including 7 in AI-72 custom GPTs created, even 250-plus AI-generated songs.
Wow, that's impressive. It clearly demonstrates a dedication to learning and pushing boundaries, particularly with AI. It makes you wonder how many of us are even tracking those kinds of metrics about our own work.
Right. It's eye-opening. And then we get to the fan favorite moments, which are based on peer feedback. These are things like transforming challenges into streamlined solutions, advocating for innovation and adaptability, and setting a positive tone.
So it's not just about individual tasks, but also the impact you have on your team and the overall work environment.
Exactly. And finally, we have the top apps playlist, which highlights the tools that empower Cam's creative work. Creative Cloud Articulate 360 Final Cut Pro with Motion VFX. It's like a peek into their creative toolkit.
I like how it's framed as a playlist.
Right.
It reframes these work tools as something fun and personalized, even though they're essential for getting things done.
Cam's core message is this. Let's reimagine those end-of-year reviews as a celebration of your growth, something you actually look forward to. What do you think? Is this something that could actually work in a real-world setting?
I think it has incredible potential. But the real question is, how do we move beyond a cool concept and actually implement something like this? There are definitely some practical considerations to think through.
That's a great point. And that's where we'll dig deeper in the next part of our dive. But first, a quick reminder that Cam is a wealth of insights, not just in this article, but also over on LinkedIn. Definitely check out their profile if you're looking for more thought-provoking content.
Absolutely. And if you really want to go down the rabbit hole of rethinking work, Cam also hosts a fantastic podcast called Deep Thoughts and Whatnots. I highly recommend subscribing if you're enjoying this conversation. We'll make sure to include links in the show notes. You know, as much as I love the creativity of Cam's Wrapped concept, I do wonder about the potential downsides. Could focusing solely on achievements create a culture where mistakes are swept under the rug? Constructive feedback is essential for growth, right?
That's a really good point. It's like, how do you balance celebrating successes with acknowledging areas where improvement is needed? It can't just be sunshine and rainbows all the time.
Exactly. And what about team dynamics? If we're hyper-focused on individual achievements, could that inadvertently undermine collaboration?
I see what you mean. It's a bit like those gamified fitness apps.
Yeah.
They can be great for motivation, but sometimes they foster a competitive spirit that's not always healthy.
Right. So how do we adapt this Wrapped idea to encourage both individual and collective growth? That's the challenge, isn't it?
Definitely. Maybe there could be a section dedicated to highlighting collaborative projects and team wins. Or even peer-to-peer recognition, like shout-outs or something. That way it's not just about individual stars, but also the collective constellation.
I like that. It's about weaving together individual accomplishments with the shared tapestry of team success. It's all about finding that balance.
And let's not forget the logistical side of things. CAM makes it sound easy to pull all this data from various tools, but wouldn't that actually create a ton of extra work for managers?
You're bringing up another crucial point. The last thing we want is to create a system that adds more administrative burden. Maybe the answer lies in better integration between the tools we use. Imagine if they could talk to each other and automatically generate some of these insights.
That would be amazing. It would free up managers to focus on the human side of things, having meaningful conversations about growth and development.
Right. Technology should support these processes, not create more obstacles. And, you know, even if we can't get to that level of automation right away, there are still things we can do to make the data collection process more manageable.
Like what?
Well, for starters, we could encourage employees to track their own accomplishments throughout the year. Maybe even have a shared document where they can log their wins and gather peer feedback in real time.
That's actually a brilliant idea. It would not only lighten the load for managers, but also empower employees to take ownership of their own development.
Exactly. And it creates a culture of continuous feedback, which is far more effective than a once-a-year evaluation.
You know, this conversation has really highlighted the fact that a successful wrapped review isn't just about the format or the data. It's about the culture. It fosters a culture of transparency, collaboration, and continuous growth.
Absolutely. It's about shifting the mindset from being evaluated to celebrating the journey. And that's a powerful shift indeed.
So while CAM's initial vision might need some tweaking for real-world application, the core principles are incredibly valuable. It's about reframing reviews as something we anticipate, not dread.
And it's about empowering individuals, A&D teams, to shine. It's about celebrating the unique tapestry of skills and contributions that make each workplace special.
I'm really excited about the possibilities here. Imagine a workplace where everyone feels seen, appreciated, and motivated to do their best work.
It's a vision worth striving for. But before we get too carried away with our own fan favorite moments, let's take a step back and consider, how do we actually make this happen? Where do we go from here?
So we've talked about the potential of CAM's wrapped review idea and some of the challenges in putting it into practice. But let's get practical. What are some actionable steps we can take to bring this kind of celebratory growth-focused approach to our own workplaces?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think the first step is to shift our mindset away from seeing reviews as a purely evaluative process. Instead, let's view them as an opportunity for reflection, celebration, and growth.
I love that, shifting from evaluation to celebration.
Yeah.
It's subtle, but it completely changes the energy around the whole thing. But how do we actually make that happen?
Well, one idea is to start incorporating some of CAM's wrapped elements into our existing review processes. Maybe we can't overhaul the entire system overnight, but we can start experimenting with new formats and language.
Like what specifically? Give us some examples.
Sure. Instead of just listing out goals and objectives, we could encourage employees to create a highlight reel of their top accomplishments from the year. They could even use a visual format like a slide deck or a short video to make it more engaging.
Ooh. I like that. It's like creating a mini portfolio of your best work.
Exactly. And it's not just about showcasing successes. It's also about reflecting on challenges and lessons learned. Maybe there's a section for biggest hurdles overcome or most valuable lessons learned.
So it's a balance of celebrating wins and acknowledging growth areas. It's a more holistic view of development, not just a performance snapshot.
Precisely. And to address that concern about team dynamics, we could encourage peer-to-peer recognition as part of the process. Maybe everyone nominates a teammate for a collaboration champion award or something like that.
That's a fun idea. It would definitely foster a more collaborative spirit, and it would highlight the fact that success is often a team effort.
Right. And you know, even if your company isn't ready to embrace a full-blown wrapped system, you can still apply these principles on a personal level.
What do you mean?
Well, think about your own work over the past year. What were your top tracks? What moments made you feel proud? What challenges did you overcome? Take some time to reflect on your own journey and celebrate your personal growth.
That's such a good point. We can all benefit from taking a moment to appreciate our own accomplishments, even if it's just a personal reflection.
Exactly. And who knows? Maybe by starting small, we can inspire others to embrace this more celebratory and growth-oriented approach to reviews. It's about planting seeds of change one conversation, one reflection at a time.
This has been such an insightful conversation. It feels like we've only scratched the surface of what's possible when we reimagine the review process.
Absolutely. And the beauty is that there's no one-size-fits-all solution. It's about finding what works best for your individual workplace and culture.
So for our listeners out there who are feeling inspired to shake things up, what's the best way to get started?
I'd say start by having conversations with your team or your manager about what a more engaging and celebratory review process could look like. Share Cam's article, show them the Wrapped video, get people thinking differently about this whole concept.
Great advice. And of course, connect with Cam on LinkedIn and subscribe to the Deep Thoughts and Whatnots podcast for more brilliant ideas.
And remember, even small changes can make a big difference. By simply shifting our mindset and experimenting with new approaches, we can transform reviews from a dreaded task into a meaningful opportunity for growth and celebration.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've walked away feeling inspired to create a more fulfilling and celebratory work experience for yourself and those around you.
It's that time again, the forms appear. Numbers and metrics, my end of year fear. They say, sum it up, don't miss a thing. But it feels more like a courtroom than a song to sing. Oh, give me a rap for my year. Not a list of check boxes, cold and unclear. Make it a story with highs and lows. A melody of moments where my heart shows. I trade all the spreadsheets for a playlist of pride, where my work's attuned and my wins can't hide. A top 10 of tasks, my greatest hits. Not buried in jargon that barely fits. Oh, give me a rap for my year. Not a list of check boxes, cold and unclear. Make it a story with highs and lows. A melody of moments where my heart shows. What if they saw the effort I gave, not just numbers in a box they say? What if reviews were something I'd keep, a song to remember, not a file too deep? Oh, give me a rap for my year. Not a list of check boxes, cold and unclear. Make it a story with highs and lows. A melody of moments where my heart shows. So here's my plea and a song I've penned. Make reviews like music, something to commend. Let the rhythm tell what the numbers can't. A rap for my year, my personal chant.